coming up this weekend. You and I, Missouri State on Saturday. It's a 3 o'clock pregame. Chiefs 49ers on Sunday. That's a 2:30 pregame. Steelers Dolphins. That's your Sunday night game and your Monday night game. Lots of fun. Bears and the Patriots. Got that going on.
Just, you do in-game prop bets. Makes any game fun.
Fun. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. New branch in Ames. Three locations in Omaha. Many, many more across the state, especially in the northwest part of the state, Northwest Bank.
Interesting.
Commitment that you can count on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, wealth management, and private banking. The commitment that you can count on is go in, tell them Steen sent you, tell them Scott sent you, tell them Happy Hour sent you, whoever.
Just go in.
Go in, see what they can do for you. Tell them, all you have to do is get them a general idea. It's kind of fun because we, in our living arrangement that we have currently, we have Nana, we have Jen, and we have myself. Nana is, she is old time. You know, she's upgrading quickly though, but she's checks, writes checks, does sure. All, you know, and she does, that's just the way she, it's comfortable. Jen's kind of half and half, and I'm off the rails. I'm like, I don't have checks. I don't have cash. I don't have.
Well, you're still of the mindset. If you had checks, you still have money guy.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just, if I need something, I have my phone, I'm good to go.
So
if you're that person, if you're Nana, if you're Jen, that's the commitment part. They're going to find something for all of you, and that makes a happy home. Just like Nationwide Cleaners coming in and cleaning our house yesterday. And it is daunting, my friend, because love Nana, love you, Nana, love you, DJ. It's a big townhome. I mean, it's like 1,600 square feet up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of, and it was a gal, and she rocked. And then she had a little bit of help, which helped her, because I think she's like, how? Oh, I got the upstairs done. You walk downstairs and you're like,
she's like, oh, it's all finished. Oh,
No, they did a great job and we were extremely happy. I made sure they knew that today.
Very nice.
It is very nice. Okay. So
I feel obligated to let you know, Yankee fan, that top of the sixth, your Yankees are up 5-1.
5-1. There we go. I like that.
The Guardians.
It's not enough. It's not enough. And what's your treat? You get the Astros, who are playing really well. I hate that. And I hate the Astros, too. So,
ooh, that's a strong word.
It is.
Okay.
I dislike them very, very much. How's that? See, now I forgot what we were going to talk about. I had a thing. But, oh, well, I guess what I was getting to in the point from before is that Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz have both been – Kirk Ferentz was an offensive line coach and just – I thought 12 years ago that Kirk Ferentz was going to go to the Baltimore Ravens, was going to run football operations and go off into the sunset. And he didn't do that. And I would have been happy if he'd went to the Ravens because I'm a huge Ravens fan,
right.
and all of that. My issue is that they're both known for their offensive line work, and their offensive line has gone from like 79th to like 121st. And even 79 is, and 131 is FBS. So it's not good.
I've heard
so,
that number a lot. I'm aware of that.
Yeah. So it's not, it's that part of it's not working. And I look at, I told you this because I know how big a Dolphins fan you are. The Miami Dolphins are never going to win with Brian Flores because the only thing he thinks about is as long as they don't give up a bunch of points, then he's safe in his job as a head coach,
right.
Because he's a defensive coach.
But you have to score.
You bring in a offensive minded coach. And even though they don't know the difference between someone who's concussed and not concussed, and
he's
send him
done
back.
With protocol. He'll be back this week.
Isn't that great? And aren't you just cheerful for him that he gets to go out and get hit again? I mean, that part. I mean, that's a whole nother show.
I know, but
so this is my thought
Teddy
process.
Bridgewater for a while,
yeah. And David Eicholt, and you know when you talk to him, I'm like, okay, here I am. I'm this young stud, and I get that Xavier Wampaugh. Went to Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and their defense is good enough that he's struggling to get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get him on as much as they can. They're getting Caden Proctor. Okay, offensive line, that's a really good place
right.
for offensive linemen to go. They have people in the NFL that have done that. If I'm Charlie Jones 3 years ago, I'm a Charlie Jones guy. I'm a wide receiver, and I watch every other game, I mean, Iowa State ran the ball 20, maybe 15 times and threw the ball all the rest of the time. Iowa did the exact opposite of that, and they still continue to do the exact opposite of that. And now they don't know how to get the cart in front of the horse or the horses behind the cart or wherever the cart and horse. The cart and horse don't even know each other exist.
Water because over the bridge,
They don't know if they want to run the ball. They don't know if they want to pass the ball. They don't have people that can get separation. They don't have enough time, and they don't have a mobile quarterback to give them more time. Those are really bad things in college football right now. And they're only going to get worse for everybody, because that some of the people that you're hearing talk up right now is you'll hear Nick Saban go, yeah, you know, people are catching up to us. We're going to have to get different. No, Nick, instead of getting out of 10 of the best players in the country, you getting 7, now you're only getting 4, because under the table you were paying more, but above ground, you're not paying more than everybody else.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
And now he's struggling having the most talent on the field. And so now it gets down to coaching, and oh, I forgot. You're 75 years old. These kids don't know how to relate to you.
It's funny you would kind of dance around that, but what you said was very close to, okay, he maybe doesn't have the best or all the talent on the field. That becomes pretty good as a team when you are depth at player is 4 deep, and those 4 players are not number 1, number 12, number 20, and number 30. They were 1, 3, 5, and 6.
And think of the quarterbacks talent that they have and the right wide receivers they have in the league right now, right, that were all there at the same time.
So it's an easier, I guess, road to hoe if you go to play somebody and all the other good players are wearing the same uniforms as you.
Yes. So. And you're like, okay. So then now, see, it changes a little bit, because now it's even going to change more.
Right.
And I've always said this about, and I'm sorry that I'm picking on the Green Bay Packers, but when the Green Bay Packers have been good from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, who were they playing? The Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears, and the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions haven't been good in 20 years. There's 2 wins. Chicago Bears, at best, even when they were good, were 1. There's 3 wins. The Minnesota Vikings, you're always beating them in Green Bay. There's 5. I mean, you had 5 wins every year, yeah, just in your division. You know, Iowa has that same thing, though. They got Nebraska. They get Illinois, who hasn't been good. You're going to have to play Wisconsin. You have to get one of those. But they never have to play Ohio State and Michigan. Purdue has to play Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, they have.
Dude, we just played Michigan. We're playing Ohio State.
No, I know. It's a first time in a long time that both Ohio State and Michigan same time. And now it's going to change, because now you're going to have everybody's going to have to play everybody. At some point in time, everybody's going to have to play.
Right. What they're calling it the 3-5-5 or whatever, you know, because you'll have your 3 that you'll always play. Then you'll.
Right. And for Iowa, I can't remember who but I would assume that Minnesota, Nebraska, and who for Iowa would be, these are the 3 games that we have always had.
Which is, they're calling them, there is going to be half the trophy games going away, though.
Yeah, that's sad, but it's going to have to happen, because you're going to see more. And the Big Ten, once they add USC and UCLA, they're going to have to add.
When's the Seahawk game go away? 3 more years?
I don't even know if it'll be that long. I think it's already contracted for 2. I don't see it going any. I don't think you're going to get another contractual game that isn't already on books.
Right.
Because you just have too many other games that you have to play now. And I think the basketball game will go away too.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, you're adding more. I think it's difficult. Maybe not. Maybe.
I know. It becomes a mathematical must, because if you go from 8 teams, 12 teams, 16 teams to 20 whatever,
right,
in your conference, you have to play your conference guys.
And anybody that doesn't think that's how it's going to end up, that I was not just taking USC and UCLA, because by the time that happens, that's too, not Iowa, the Big Ten.
Right.
That is going to be those 2 and 2 more, and I'm going to pluck 2 more from somewhere else.
Right.
The SEC is going to get Oklahoma and Texas. And there's another thing that I'll have to say too. The SEC gets a lot of pub because of their top 4 teams. And now they're adding two more. They're getting Oklahoma and Texas in there too. But that also means that now Alabama's going to have to play. They just don't get to play all the bad teams in the SEC.
Exactly.
The SEC's smart enough to, when they schedule trying to get, the SEC schedules to try to get two people in the four team thing.
Right.
That's how they schedule. Everybody says
that's switching too, though.
It's random scheduling. Don't tell me that's random scheduling. Go. No, it's going to go. It's going to go to 12. It's going to go to at least 12, and it's going to go really quick. They can't do it this year.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'd be very surprised if they don't.
No, I'd be very surprised if it doesn't go to 12 after that. And then all things are off, because that's why, if you're Iowa and Iowa State, you don't want that game, because one of you is walking out of there with an L. So your four games that you have, if it's four, maybe it's only three now.
Those three non-con games
you have to win. Yeah,
the warm-ups.
You lose them and you're already one tally down from everybody else, and it's hard to get out.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be, and
it's hard to get to 20. And you got to get to 20.
I don't know if adding UCLA and USC hinders Iowa as much, but by golly, I'm going to tell you who it does hinder, and that's Ohio State and Michigan. Because, okay, I can go play in front of 100,000 people and get on TV and play in two cities that are really, really cold, or I can go out and play on the West Coast where it's nice and warm, and I can play there. I mean, that it matters to some of these kids. It matters how much TV time, what's my social media, and what's my NIL.
Yeah. That's obvious. I mean, we've known that's where it's going to go.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
Because everything, who am I playing? Am I going to be on TV? Has nothing to do with the kids. They're not getting that money. They're not getting TV money. Those conferences are, I mean, you're talking a $3 billion contract for Big Ten to, I mean, that's a lot of money.
I don't know. I'm seeing more parity in a lot more places.
I am too. And you're going to see it even more in basketball, because unlike football that has 25 to 30 kids that at least get to be seen and play a lot, you have seven in basketball. So I'm not going and sitting behind somebody that's not going to help my name, image, likeness. And it's breaking both ways. And kudos to Nike Nike, when they signed their five people for their NIL, they signed three females, two males. Kudos to them for doing that. Now, I say kudos because that's out of the norm of what everybody else is doing. I guarantee you, dollars-wise, maybe not Bronny, because it's LeBron James's son.
Right.
But those other three girls are probably, if it wasn't that, we're going to be making more money than, I mean, Caitlin Clark, I mean, Bronny has a huge following because he's LeBron James's son. She has a huge following because she has a huge following.
Well, she has a huge following when she started getting, commented on Twitter.
From everybody.
You're getting Steph Curry commenting.
And not because your dad is somebody, watched her shoot from half court.
She's a
really good basketball
freak at basketball.
Yeah, and so I said today, somebody said, what's this game going to be like, the Iowa State-Iowa game? And I put on there, it should be the 8 o'clock game on the biggest network. Right. Because it possibly is going to be because I don't know how good UConn and everybody's going to be. It possibly could be the best basketball game of the year against two top teams with two high end All Americans.
Preseason four, preseason eight, or something like that. No, higher now, isn't it?
Ashley Jones, leading scorer. I have a feeling that Caitlin Clark's not going to have a problem taking, as long as she stays healthy, taking care of Megan Gustafson's career points lead for the University of Iowa. I mean, it's just everything's going to change, and football's going to change with it. And with that, that game goes away. And I feel bad for that the football game goes away. The basketball games might go away. Maybe they don't. Maybe they bring back the playing in Wells Fargo every 4 years. You bring all four teams in. You flip
Drake, you and I, yeah. Exactly.
To see if that'll work. So, I mean, it's exciting, and you don't want to do that. But football's changing, and you saw a lot of that this weekend with teams that Tennessee's been god-awful for the last 5 years.
Right.
And they're really good because they went out and they knew what they were going to do. I know what I'm going to do with name, image, likeness. And they have it set up through their whole organization. And we know what we're going to do. And what do we have to do? I have to have a dynamic coach, a dynamic offensive guy, and I got to be able to score. Lane Kiffin, Mississippi, same thing. What do I need to do? I need to score. If I'm going to get kids to come here, I have to score. And we're, I mean, if you looked at Iowa and Iowa State, you would go, okay, Iowa State may be more flashy, but we were winning more games. The Big Ten's changing too. The Big Ten has to try to figure out how can I, the holdover was Michigan, right? Because Michigan plays old school black and blue football.
Right.
Well, they don't do it anymore. No. Jim Harbaugh goes, ooh, I'm going to lose this job if I don't change. So I'm not going to stay in kids' dorm rooms anymore, not doing any of that. I'm going to be on social media going, hey, come here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Right. And he did that. And now he's got,
well,
when
you
watch them,
people on your staff that are connected that way,
exactly,
to speak your,
and how much of those type of people are on Iowa's football staff? I'm thinking not many. When all the people that are on that staff are older staff, they're not social media savvy. Do you really think Brian Ferentz is social media savvy? I don't even know if Kirk Ferentz doesn't have flip phone still. And Matt Campbell's
Matt Campbell. No, Matt's better than that though.
But he's better. And they're the difference too. And this is another one. And this is me. Jamie Pollard, Gary Barta. I know who I want.
Right. I know.
I really do. And I don't know if you can say that, like Greg Sankey's really, really good in the SEC. But Kevin Warren is good as your leader too. So it's going
to
be
it goes back to the same Brian and Kurt connection.
Yeah. Old school, that's good. But
when you win, it's great. Right now, it's a lot of finger pointing.
We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101 in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen's here.
Scott's here.
We're both here. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. And see, now I could go, and you're listening to us live, and people just heard me say, are you listening to us live? It's radio.
You know, I guess you could record that phrase, but still, then it's not. But no, we're live.
Yeah, we are live.
Like what you always say, it's organic.
It's organically live.
Top of the seventh. The Yankees are up 5-1 still.
Still 5-1. Had first and second one out. Didn't get them in there, though.
That's
a problem. This segment is going to be brought to you by... What have I done? So I did Heritage. I did DMOS. I did Northwest Bank. Let's do Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls, top-notch building control company, making it easier to manage your automated systems from your preferred computer device. It's a great program, where it's a program that they build up, but it's amazing what it can do. If you go to Woodman Controls right now, you can see different and various careers centered around business development, project management, field technician, or service technician. Give them a call, 515-964-0904. They are always looking for people. It's a great company. Energetic, imaginative, one of those fun companies. So check them out. It definitely makes my life
so
easier.
Were just talking. So there's a 6:30 and there's a 9 o'clock as far as NBA games.
Yes.
Celtics and
Philadelphia, Boston. Boston has nobody that can defend Embiid. That's going to be interesting tonight.
And then Lakers and Warriors.
Yes.
Be the late one.
Lakers
and
Warriors.
It interesting how we haven't heard anything more about the coach of the Celtics after his little one-year suspension for inappropriate contact with a – and it broke the rules of etiquette, they said.
For their organization, not NBA, anything, just their organization.
He was the number one coach. I mean, they were looking to come back, and this was their year. And
he's the best coach in the NBA.
Because
a couple of other coaches are getting
Emi Mduko.
Yep.
I think it was 90%.
You nailed the last name. That's all I know.
But still, it's
weird. And if it was that big a deal, you should have just fired him.
The only thing I saw was his fiance of 4 years, who he has a couple kids with, only said it's a private matter. I'm going to focus on myself and my children and move on.
And she's a Hollywood person, right?
And she's an actress.
Yeah. Cute actress. Yeah. From everything,
like I said,
it's just really weird. When it finally comes out,
whoever he was with must have been connected to someone important.
Okay, so I am going to try to do something that somebody in the media did, and I'm going to tell you why. But so I'm here to tell you today that Scott Brower and myself, Gary Steenblok, are getting ready to...
Oh, we're using our real names now.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. Okay. Sorry. It's Scott. That's not his real name.
Sure it is.
They already know that. We've been in talks with Live Golf to become announcers on the radio. We're going to have a TV in here while the golf tournament is going on, and we're going to talk about the golf tournament and Live Golf.
And just watch it on the TV.
And watch it on the TV and talk about it. And it's going to be something they don't have anybody doing that.
Okay.
And so if you want us to stay here and keep doing this job, then you better kind of put some money down to keep Scott and I here.
I wonder what kind of Live money there is for something like that.
No, it's got to be pretty good. But Charles Barkley said that, and Charles Barkley signed for $200 million, $20 million a year to stay with TNT,
right,
with Kenny and Shaq. $20 million a year for 10 years. Now, that show is nothing without Charles Barkley there.
Oh, I know. And
Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq. And Ernie just sits there and goes, this is fun.
Well, he almost becomes the instigator, mediator, referee, if you will. But
just so for all the Saudi government people out there, Scott and I are available
really
to announce Live so we can maybe become the...
Because it's not exactly
studio voice of the Iowa Wild.
The studio voice. Well, I know that guy. Yeah,
I do too. It's Joe Stacy. No, it's not Joe Stacy. Joe Stacy is the
Brandon
Barnstormers.
I texted him during the game when we were at the hockey game.
Did you see the sexy John Schaefer
Yeah, he had a blazer on and everything.
Yeah, he did. It was funny. I think he's coming in. He's coming in next week. I think he's got some free time next
Excellent.
Week. Excellent. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
So, we...
$200 million.
We, thanks to our good friend from Shane from Florida America, we had the club seat tickets for the Iowa Wild on Friday night.
Nice.
You,
yes.
Me, a couple other gentlemen from my work life, and we had fun the first period, the second period. I think we were down, 4 goals? So we're like, hey, it's the guys' night out. We should just run to a bar. Did you hear? They tied it back up. I mean, it was
a phenomenal hockey game.
And we left.
And you left to go drink somewhere else.
We had fun, though.
Okay. Who are you willing, since we started with a little NBA, here are championship bets.
Isn't that fun before you go on this? Isn't it? And I got to think about that. Okay, I'm actually caring about the Yankees game. So we got MLB going. And then it was, this is first of the real season for, here
first
we
games.
Go, first games of NBA.
And Scott's like, that's a really good preseason game. Look at these two games. Like, oh, that's real.
I'm like, okay. But and then we've had just, football, Thursday, Thursday, Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays. It's just constant. So this is our fun time.
It's only like the 25th time ever that you've had NHL, MLB,
and NHL, right.
NFL. Or not NFL. So it'll be, what is today, Tuesday? Thursday night will be, I think it'll be the first time that all of them will be on it at one particular time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So
NASCAR's on a dirt track somewhere too. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so $100. If you put $100 down on the Celtics, they're plus 500. I have a hard time with that because... Even though I like the team, even though I like where they were, and that's usually what people think, you get to here, and your next step is
you're
winning a championship. But they lost their coach.
Right.
That's going to be difficult. So I don't know about that one. The Warriors are plus 600. On the Warriors, you have to worry about, is there still layover from
Draymond Green, yeah,
dropping Jordan Poole.
Right.
And in the general scheme of things, for the regular season, Jordan Poole is much more important to that Golden State Warrior team than Draymond Green is. It's in the playoffs,
right,
that Draymond Green and his defensive stability and all of that.
Right.
Jordan Poole on a night that maybe Clay doesn't play.
But you got to get there. Remember that.
Yeah, Jordan Poole can go off for 50. Just boom, you know. I don't know what's happening. They all three of these guys were up for new contracts. Wiggins, Jordan Poole, and Draymond Green. And they were all in negotiations, and Draymond Green did that. They signed Wiggins, they signed Poole, and did nothing for Draymond. With that group and how they operate, that's not a good sign for Draymond.
No.
And very difficult to replace, though. Because that's what he's been paid for the last 15 years, to be the hammer on somebody.
Right, sometimes you got to pay for the muscle.
And Jordan Poole, I think the reason, and this makes more sense now, what happened. Because people said it was money related. And I'm trying to think, how is it money related? Draymond Green has way more money than Jordan Poole. I think Jordan Poole knew what his contract was going to be. And he was sitting there going, money for a pool, money for a new house, money for a new car. And Draymond goes, shut up. Money for whatever I want. And he walked over and he goes, shut up. And he got in his grill telling him that.
But
Jordan Poole pushed him a little bit. And Draymond goes, yeah, first mistake, you should have hit me because I'm not going to push you.
No.
So kind of funny. But
so those two. Okay. So you, what ones did you just do? 76ers and Boston.
Yeah. No, I did the Celtics and the Warriors. The Bucks are plus 650. The Nets are plus 7. There is no chance.
The Bulls or the Bucks?
650. I like the Bucks.
See, that's where my money goes.
That would be where my money's going to. Yep. And the Clippers are plus 700. But did you see Kawhi Leonard went from being this little dude to his thighs are as big as my body, and I'm not a small guy. it's crazy. See the clips of the Clippers,
right.
and he's a great player, but he hasn't played for 2 years. I don't know anything that you cannot do for 2 years and come back and be good at.
Be excited to go
this,
to.
Maybe, talking on the radio, it's not earth shattering, but.
You excited to go down to a Iowa Wolves game?
Yeah. I actually.
With Garza going to be down there? Yeah, I think that's going to be. I bet you're going to see
it's a big draw.
A tick and
I'm telling you right now, if the Minnesota Timberwolves were a smart group, they'd go, you know what? How much do I have to pay to get Joe Wieskamp to come here too? Because Joe Wieskamp actually didn't play bad for the Spurs. They just didn't have room.
He didn't make the roster. Yeah, exactly.
But that would give you two.
Yeah, but okay.
I mean, he's not a bad player.
Oh.
Not at all. I think Joe Wieskamp's a really good player. But not to say I told you so. He needed to stay one more year. He just needed to show that he could score 20 points a game consistently to be able to do that. There were a lot of people that said no, and he needs to go when he goes, but it's just hard. I don't know. There's not a lot of, you know, I think talking college basketball, I think the biggest thing, I have three for you.
Fire
the
on.
Biggest is Chris Murray going to be Keegan, or is he going to be a little different on the good side, a little different on the, a little bit milder side of what Keegan was? My second one is, how good can Drake be if they stay healthy?
Right. Chris Murray, I say, it's less points but more assists. He's a different player, but it's going to be a good different.
Right. But so do you agree with me? This has been mine. If Patrick McCaffrey is the MVP of the Iowa Hawkeyes, they've just won 25 games. Because I don't think there's anybody in the Big Ten that can guard both of them.
Okay.
That's how good.
It's a good statement.
I'm basing that on that last game they played when Keegan was there and everybody else was there and none of them were doing anything. And Patrick McCaffrey goes, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll drive in. I'll do a behind the back pass. I'll dunk. I'll do all that. I think Patrick McCaffrey, if healthy, is going to be a first team All Big Ten player.
If healthy, yeah, I agree with that. He's got the tape. Yeah,
I think he has that type of talent. And maybe I'm wrong, but I love that kid. I love watching him play. He goes all out. I think sometimes his biggest problem is he has to learn that if you miss a couple of things, you have a turnover. You've missed a couple of things and you have a turnover. Don't worry about it.
Don't do it again. Try not to do it again, I should
say.
The
third would be that I think Iowa State has more talent than it had last year. They're going to miss Tyrese Hunter.
Yeah.
But I don't think that TJ is going to miss Tyrese Hunter's really good 4 assists, but really bad 7 turnovers.
Right. Oh, no, I agree with that.
And as much as I'm high on Patrick McCaffrey, I am also, and I'm talking with my hands.
Just his hands, not his face. Not his face. Yeah.
I am a huge fan of Taman Lipsey, the point guard from Ames, who is a freshman. I think he had to take his lumps. He had to learn what it was to be a college player. He's not going to score like Tyrese Hunter did. He's a way better defender, and Tyrese Hunter was a really good defender, and he's a really good disperser of the ball. I think Iowa State's going to surprise people. It's going to be ugly. They're going to have games where it's 48-41, and it's going to fit right into half the Big 12 because that's the way half the Big 12 is going to play.
Put $10 on the first 10 games of the under on all, and you're coming out 7 out of 10 times.
I think you're winning that and doing it's going to take a while for them to gel. The best thing that you have going on, and the only one that I ever had a question about was Matt Campbell, just because of, you know, maybe not as many ties, but Bill Finley doesn't want to go anywhere. TJ never wants to go anywhere. Bill Finley doesn't want to go anywhere. And when he does, it's just going to be the Finley family that's you know, going to step right in. Kevin Dresser doesn't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing when you have that. And you know, that's the thing that's the good thing about Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. McCaffrey's not going anywhere. No. His last son is the best of the group.
Okay, you always say, because there's the three of them.
Yep, and I think the Sanford kid is the best too.
Okay, the oldest youngest. And youngest are like dad, the middle one's like mom. Mm. Is that what you say, or is it the other way around?
No, I think Connor is dad.
I agree.
And Patrick is mom, and I think the youngest one is a little in between.
The blend. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The thing that TJ is going to get with this recruiting class that he comes in is their athleticism went up with this group. Just nobody knows them. But when they bring in Omaha and they bring in these other two kids and then the shooter, we haven't seen athleticism like that at Iowa State in a long, long time. Right. It's going to be fun. And that's the thing, that when you have all your coaches want to be there and Jamie's there, that's a good thing. So I think that's going to be really cool. But it'll be interesting. But I think that Gabe Kauscher has a good chance of, I mean, he's going to be first team all Big 12. If he plays really well and Iowa State surprises people, like, he could be the MVP of the league. And I'm telling you, Patrick McCaffrey. Right, mark my words.
All right, I'm jotting it down.
Jot it down. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got one more segment left. It's potpourri time. We'll figure out what that is when we come back from break right after this.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fan. I'm here. Scoot's here. We're both here today. We've had a great time. Scott's like, when I came in, I'm like, what in the world are we going to talk about? And he's like, oh, my God, this is the last segment.
It's like, I got stuff to talk about still.
Hey, what's going on? Want to thank sponsors of the show, Des Moines Orthopedic, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Heritage Building Maintenance, and I think that's all of them. BetMGM. Come and go.
BetMGM, trust
fresh
me.
Fresh perspective.
The fresh perspective, yes. Okay. BetMGM, trust me, is very...
Happy to be back.
Aware of us.
They're happy for us to be back. You can check us out on at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _ SS, at Scott Brower _13, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Okay.
I heard you say
5-1.
40 years. Congratulations.
40 years.
Didn't you say 40-year anniversary?
No, it's our 30. We're going to go over that. We celebrated our 33rd anniversary this year, but we dated 7 years before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
40 years together.
Tolerated each other for 40 years.
40 years.
40 years.
Good job. And tolerating is a good word. Okay. You've been friends with us for a while. Yeah. We tolerate each other.
You know what? And I don't put that one-sided either.
it's both sides.
Yeah.
No, so
I've made Jen mad before. She's used my middle name, which is easy because it's
the
same middle name.
Yeah.
So.
And
love you, Jen.
Yeah, I love Jen as well. It was just a funny story. I went to get cologne and bought an anniversary ring.
I heard that yesterday.
Just out of the blue.
Were you small shopping, mall shopping?
Outlet mall.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Surprise. Didn't expect to do that.
Nope, she didn't. She definitely didn't expect. The only person that knew was Nana, because I'm like, okay. So I walked by Kay's Jeweler, and I'm like, wow, there's nobody in there. Eh, I'll walk in, and these ladies were very nice, and they're like, well, here. And I'm like, oh, that fits my budget. That's perfect. I'll come back in the morning, and I'll pick it up. I got to go, but I'll come back in.
Right.
And I came back in the next morning. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. So I call Nana. I FaceTime Nana.
Well, they both look good, Gary. Yes. You're fine.
So I'm like, yeah, I at least want to have somebody that's culpable with me if it's a. And when I opened it, we went to the bunker at Copper Creek for breakfast. And when she opened it, she was just like, well, what is it?
What'd you do?
Why?
Exactly.
And I'm like, because I bought a polo. That's why I felt guilty for buying polo.
My beautiful wife's birthday is on Sunday.
Yes. And you said she's 27.
She's 28. She'll always be 28.
28. There you go.
But yeah, I'm going to spin the wheel. I can go anywhere from a jewelry store to a gun shop. I'm not sure. I mean,
there you go.
Got all kinds of options here.
Yeah. And it was just one of those days. I finally found. So the Iowa Hawkeye offense has been ranked 52nd, 58th, 73rd, 112th, and 124th in the last 5 years. So we're going in the wrong direction in their offensive line play.
I thought we were even. I mean, is at the end of the season? You mean?
No, it did just. It's
cumulative.
Yeah, just for the season 2022. Now they're ranked 124th offensive line out of 131.
Offensive line.
Yeah, offensive line.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. We have offensive line. Tutelage and family, and they're 52, 58, 73, 112, and 124th. So,
remember Dallas Clark and Robert Gallery?
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. The NBA this year has 120 international players from over 40 countries. That's crazy. That's how big. If you want to know how to market around the world, go talk to the NBA because that's an awfully good job. Not only marketing it that way, but actually having athletes from coming in from all of those different places. That's pretty amazing.
Well, and then it's also
my wife's even listening.
I know. I got a smiley face from her.
Thanks, honey. The smiley face is for me. The kiss is for you. So there you go.
There you go. With NBA, the way you can take the product and it makes sense in the Far East, or in China, in Europe, whereas they've struggled and they are forcing it down Europe's throat to get the NFL, I don't see.
You remember what changed it? Getting that David Stern saying, you know what, it's time for us to let Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird go to the Olympics and let all these people see what basketball really is.
Oh, yeah.
And that changed.
Right.
I mean, that brought Giannis and that brought Joel Embiid. And they brought all those guys. Are like, whoa, I didn't know basketball was played like that.
Right.
You know, so, it's an awesome thing. I know that Sweet Chuck's one, Andrew's another. They live. They watch football. They watch all those. They live to watch NBA.
I think it's this Saturday. There's some fights coming up on Saturday, and Chuck is just
MMA.
He is all over that. But we might have to chat with him on a segment on that coming up here too.
COVID. Dana White kept it going. But I think he rankled some feathers. I don't know if it was feathers of fans or anything, but I think he rankled some feathers. So he's been pretty quiet. I mean, he's not out there like he used to be.
Right.
He's still out there. He's still a marketing genius. Are you kidding me? To think that you could get 30 to 45-year-old females to go to MMA is beyond anything that I thought you could ever accomplish. Come on. Who wants to go see blood and gore like that? Well, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, evidently, it's the Roman mindset of
unless it's a heavyweight fight or it has somebody. There's nothing that fills Vegas up more than MMA stuff, and that's right. Without, to be really honest, that's without a star on either side. Because even the last two women's champions, Cyborg and whoever the other gal, they're not out there.
Oh, when the Clippers go to Vegas, become a Vegas basketball team, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to go to Vegas. I don't know who's going to. Somebody's got to go to Vegas, though, right?
Well, we've got to figure something out because you've already got LeBron James saying he wants to own a team. And the only place that he wants smart money would be Vegas.
Is to go to Vegas. And that does say that. So what I was talking about earlier with NIL, it was the Big East commissioner. Her name is Val Ackerman. I'm a huge Val Ackerman fan, by the way, of all the things that she's doing up to this point. But she thinks the NIL system would benefit from a more of a national standard, is open to looking for congressional oversight in the coming years. I can guarantee you the one thing that's not going to happen with name, image, and likeness is it's going to be oversight from the congressional. It may be oversight from when the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and whoever else, but right. Those three, a fourth, when they all come together and go, okay, we no longer need the NCAA.
Right.
We don't need you. There's absolutely nothing that you're doing that's helping us or our student athletes. So we're good. Now you can take care of everybody else. And the FBS will go from 131 down to, say, 72 and divided by 4, that's 18. 18 mm-hmm. per, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to change, and then it's not going to matter. And then she's saying this, and this is when – vastly intelligent people surprise me that there's two lawsuits in the Supreme Court right now that if you follow the rule of law would say that NCAA athletes, all NCAA athletes are employees. And if that ever gets said in stone,
right,
then you have to pay them and you have to pay insurance on them and you have to give them time off. I mean, they don't want that. So they're trying to
think of the work comp aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Just the injury.
We deal with that every day.
You're dealing with that for the, you know, your insurance company is paying for that for the rest of your,
right.
Yeah, it's the way they've gotten away with making so much money for so long instead of siphoning off a little bit for even take the last 10 years. If they'd have done that, just siphoned off money for the last 10 years and say, no matter what happens, we're going to have to pay these guys. And we're going to probably have to go in the rears to pay them.
Right.
Let's start taking money and stashing it away. And
you're talking like 2%.
Yep. And they're thinking, we're never going to lose. Right. We're never going to lose. We're never going to lose. We're never going to lose. You're losing.
Yep.
You're losing. You're losing your power. And I don't feel sorry for them. I didn't have time to say I have a problem. I love the Baltimore Ravens and we can't play the fourth quarter. We are 3-3 and our three losses. You know how long the time frame is that we've been behind? 3 minutes and 32 seconds and three losses.
Yeah. I know. I'm trust me,
I mean at least you're and
I love the NFL. Everybody's like, "Oh, Tua's coming back." You know, is it going to be safe?
I love your coach. I would never put anybody in harm's way. I'll take losses. I'll lose my job.
Right.
I love these guys. They're my family. I love that dude. I told you that when we got hired.
Yeah.
That's a dude.
Very happy with that. We'll just see what happens on the field.
That's a dude. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We appreciate you coming in and listening to us. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. I will see you with Scott on Thursday.
Here's a look at traffic.